to Starseed Radio. It is the top of the second hour of the show. We're joined by very special guests, but first, just want to give a shout out to My Newsletter Builder. This next segment is sponsored by them. Check out MyNewsletterBuilder.com. I use them for my newsletters. They're amazing service. They're located here in Asheville. There's some real people, and they're good people to work with. Customer service available 24/7. It's awesome. So check them out. Also, check out our new Facebook page and also our new organization, StarseedInternational.org. page, for our services and all sorts of things we can provide. We really want to help everyone out, build that network of a sustainable future. That's what it's about. Also, a shout out to the guys at Original Language. Check out originallanguage.org. Shout out to Brett and those guys out there in the West Coast. Now to our next guest. Before we had the commercial break, we had a little intro on her. I'll do a quick one again. It's Molly Young Brown talking about times of crisis is the topic. That is going to be her topic at the Best in Mount Shasta conference happening. We have about a 5-minute segment right now, Molly. So before we get into the topics and all the stuff we're going to be talking about, I'd like to just first maybe get into just a little bit about your background, how you first got involved with really caring about a sustainable future. How did you first like awaken to this new way of living sustainably? Have you always been like that, or was there a certain event that happened in your life that set you on this awakened path?
Oh, boy. Well, I remember in the late 80s getting really interested in peace psychology, and right then there was a lot of stuff. The Cold War was happening, only it was starting to wind down, fortunately. But still, there was a lot in the air about peace, and why couldn't we have peace? Why did we keep having these conflicts? And from there, it wasn't a very difficult transition to start thinking about eco-psychology and you know, what is with us as human beings that we keep trashing our living room, essentially. Why do we keep, treating the planet, which is our whole life support system, why do we keep treating it so badly? And I was already interested in psychology, but I've always sort of been interested in more like social psychology, or what are we doing collectively in our world, and how can we get some better habits so that we're living in a more sustainable way. There wasn't any particular incident, but I've always been really close to nature. I grew up in northern New Mexico, where there was a lot. I spent a lot of time in the outer doors, and it was fairly wild, and I've always been connected to nature. So it was a fairly natural transition to start looking at these issues of how we're treating the planet.
Sure, and that's something we hear even from the young ones. I've had young children on the show, the Indigos and Crystals, and they've even said, their statement, one of them said was, at the end, I said, tell us about one thing, message you can say to the world. And one of them said, just go out in nature. Just stand in nature. Take your shoes off. Just stand on a beach. Stand in nature by yourself and just listen. And it's so true. If people would just do that. Unplug. Get out of your apartment. Get off the couch. Unplug the TV. Go outside and just plant your feet in the grass. Shut your eyes or lay in the grass or, connect with that. And the ones that have been connected, like yourself, really – in times like this, feel a need to take action, and that's what you've been doing for a while now, and that's awesome. And, people that have come from the cities, like my background, I was just awakened to a sustainable way just a couple years ago, and I took action right away to raise awareness. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, Molly, once again. When we get back, let's jump into some of the topics you're going to be talking about and some of the amazing work you're going to be doing at the Best Mount Shasta Conference. So hang on right there. Here's some more Brettronics Deep Jedi. We'll be right back.
here. Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Check out StarseedRadio.com for the latest news and updates. Also follow me on my Twitter feed. We're now joined by Molly Young Brown. Times of Crisis is the topic we're talking about, which is what she'll be doing a workshop on the Best of Mount Shasta Conference coming up in just, about a month and a half now, August 9th to the 11th. Really, really exciting. We'll be out there ourselves. So I look forward to meeting Molly in person, and it's going to be real fun to be out there. So how many years have you been in the Best of Mount Shasta Conference, Molly?
Well, the conference itself is only about, three or four years old. And,
yeah.
I was involved in the first one.
Gotcha.
And I haven't been in the last two, but now, again, I'm participating in this one.
You're back involved. Excellent. Well,
right.
Great to have you on board again, and look forward to meeting you. And we're talking about the topic time in crisis. Talk about some of the issues you see in the world that is utmost important to you to take action on. What are some of the main, the big, you know, gorillas in the room that you see we need to take immediate action on?
Wow. Well,
I know there's a lot.
Yeah, there is a lot. But I guess there's sort of one category that I would speak to, which is corporate absolute devastation of the environment in ways that it seems to me earlier, I mean, a few years ago, 20 or 30 years ago, they wouldn't have dared do. But now they're just absolutely devastating the environment. I think of mountaintop removal in Appalachia, where they're blowing up mountains and bulldozing them into the hollows below and, you know, contaminating the water supply, blocking the rivers and creeks, and all to get at coal. So that's one just horrible thing that they're doing. And another one is the tar sands extraction in Alberta, where they're, it looks like mortar. I mean, it looks like hell, where they're taking a boreal forest and just completely destroying it in order to get to this really very poor quality oil, sandy oil that is below the surface, and then trying to pipe it down to the Gulf of Mexico to ship it overseas. I mean, we're not going to even benefit from it. Not that it would be much benefit, but and so that's another example of this total corporate insanity.
Yes.
Like there's no morals involved at all, no thought to the side effects of what they're doing.
It's unbelievable. You hit on a hot topic. Yeah, well, that's a hot topic for me too. For one, fracking. Whoever allowed fracking to happen is the dumbest person. I shouldn't say that. But
well, fracking is another.
It's unbelievable.
Example, you know.
Like who allowed people to crack the Earth's crust? Are you? I mean, common sense tells you that's not going to end good. How many times are you going to pierce the Earth's crust before the Earth's crust breaks and you cause like a tectonic, you know, plate to shift or something, and you know, some serious, and now they have earthquakes all over the world because of the fracking sites. All over the fracking sites, there's huge earthquakes happening all over North Carolina, here, everywhere, places that there's never been. It toxifies the water. You've seen the videos where they can light the water on fire.
I know.
So it's unbelievable. And I've traveled up to east a couple years ago and met people that have the fire coming out, you know, can light their water. And I've met people that their waters are poisoned by the fracking sites, the whole towns. I mean, it's horrible what we're doing to our own population and the planet. And it's definitely, people need to take action and look at that. Fracking is horrible. Mountaintop removal is even worse. I mean, I don't know, even worse. They're both bad, but mountaintop removal is horrible. Blowing up the tops of mountains because that's where all the coal is. I mean, so, you know, you destroy all the, not that you even need to do that stuff because there's free energy here, but, you know, those are things people really need to pay attention to and research and see how bad it is for the environment. It's horrible. I just learned about fracking myself, like, 2 years ago when I went to that town, really, and it's horrible. I've done research and it's really bad.
And you have to go outside the mainstream news. You gotta go online and various places to get the news, because the mainstream news does not report this stuff at all.
Absolutely. Where are some of the sources that you go to, Molly, for your news over the years? Where have you found out?
I do a lot online. I go to Truthout and Nation of Change and sources like that.
Truth Out and Nations of Change.
Right.
All right. Write those down, people.
They gather articles from all over the place. I mean, they don't write everything. They gather articles that are of interest, and so they'll say where it's from, and lots of times they're really reputable news sources. So they're not just, you know, getting hysterical or something. They're really reputable.
And one of the greatest things about having a platform like that, just to say a quick little something, is an open platform allows people to share collectively their ideas or their interpretation of things, because when you have a mass controlled media like we do, you're just getting one person's interpretation of what they want the news to be. You're not getting the full story, if you will. You know, when you read the alternative news and you have 30, 40 different people talking about one topic, then you could sort of mesh together what's truth and what's not based upon, you know, several people's opinions or a collective or, you know, independent studies. And that's what's so important. So nationofchange.org, I'm on there right now. It looks really, really awesome. So check that out. And talk about some of the things you'll be discussing in the workshop at the Best of Mount Shasta, some of the times in crisis.
The title is Courage and Compassion in Times of Crisis. And that's really the emphasis of the workshop. It's not just to, you know, rave about all that's going wrong, but develop our capacities to look with courage at what's happening. And you spoke earlier about something that's very dear to my heart, which is the idea that just sort of trying to look away and avoid anything that's troublesome is not the way to spiritual peace. That's escapism. That's not true spiritual vision. True spiritual vision in my book includes both. You see both. You see it all. You see the bad and you see the good. You see the horrible and you see the blissful. And you see that it's all possible and that we always have the possibility of choice as to which way we're going to, you know, the actions we're going to take. And we can. We can take a lot of actions just in our purchases. You know, stop buying products that are GMO, have GMOs or that are made with slave labor or, you know, in Bangladesh or someplace. Buy fair trade, buy organic, buy local as much as possible. We really can affect this gigantic, insane market by
corporate conglomerate takeover.
what we buy. Don't buy bottled water in plastic bottles. Get a filter if you need to.
Get our water from a well here. It comes right out the mountain. It's awesome.
Yeah, well, there in Mount Shasta, I mean, it's one of the reasons they live here.
Yeah.
We get the water, as you say, right off the mountain. It is 50 years old by the time it gets to our tap. And it is pure.
That's awesome.
It is completely untreated. They don't put a drop of chlorine or anything else into it because it is so pure.
Beautiful.
And that's one of the reasons they live here. It tastes fabulous, too.
Yeah, I went really to Philadelphia a few months ago. My friend was with me, and there's a sign that says, untreated water, you know, drink at your own risk. My friend's like, hey, man, it's untreated. I'm like, exactly, dude. Like, that's why I'm drinking it. It's because there's no fluoride in it. There's no chloroform in it. Exactly. That's why it's important. Don't drink the city water. Check with your local city. See if they fluoridate the water.
You can always get a water filter and that in the long run will cost you less than buying a bunch of bottled water anyway.
Yep. And we sell amazing water filtration bottles on the website that actually pull out radiation. It's the only one on the planet that pulls out radiation. It's a radiological filtration bottle. We sell them on the site. I think they're like $40 or $60, and you get 100 gallons of water out of that for $60.
Wow.
So and it does radiation too, so that's the real important thing of it. Mm-hmm. But anyways,
yeah, with
very
Fukushima
important stuff.
And all that.
Yeah, and that's something we talk about in the show. And like, and I've you know heard the stories over and over again. You go to talk to someone about Fukushima, and they're like, you know, I don't want to hear about that. You're lowering my vibration, and my, you know, like that is not the attitude that's going to build a sustainable future. People, like,
that's right.
We need to be engaging. We need to tell people what's up. And I always use this analogy, and I came up with it, and I'll say it again real quickly. If Jesus was back in the day, and a villager ran to Jesus because the village was burning down, and was like, Jesus, the whole village is burning down, you know, what should we do? You think Jesus would be like, I don't want to hear it, you're lowering my vibration? Or would Jesus be like, you know, let's get some water, get some pails, get some buckets, let's go to the river and put out the fire. You know, that's what we're talking about on the show. That's what you do, that's what I do, that's what we're talking about, taking action. Because Jesus, Gandhi, anybody, they would be initiating. You know I would. And that's where we have to be to really make the change.
That takes courage, and it also takes compassion. Because if we're judgmental about people, it only creates a polarity. And we really need to have compassion for the people who are causing some of these problems because they think this is the way to happiness. They think getting wealthy and wealth, you know, obscenely wealthy is the way to happiness. And, of course, it isn't. And you always have to – it's like an addiction. You always have to get more and more. So we need to have compassion for them. It doesn't mean that you let them walk all over you. But at the same time, you have some feeling of, you know, keeping your heart open so that
–
as if they do.
Beat them by love. Molly, hang on right
there.
I can cut you off. Exactly. Beat them by love. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to jump right back into it when we get back. Hang on right there. Here's some more D-Jedi. We'll be right back.
food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're joined by Molly Young Brown talking about times of crisis. And before we left, we were talking about a lot of different things, but we have 5 minutes left, so let's bring it back to what is the intent, the outcome of the workshop? What are you going to be teaching people to help empower them to do?
Well, I really hope that I can help people reach into their own inner sources and the sources that are available to them all around them from nature and from the spiritual realms so that they can face what we need to face with sort of unblinking eyes and open heart and begin to take whatever action they personally feel called to do, because I really do think that each of us has to find our own path of heart. And frankly, ever since I've been doing this work, I feel a lot more joyful. It's kind of paradoxical that facing the horrors that are taking place and also working with others in solidarity to make changes for the better is very happy making, strangely enough. So rather than just, you know, hiding our heads in the sand, is really taking a nice, cool look at what's going on and then consult within or inquire within as to what you personally feel called to do, because we can't all do it all. There's no way. There's too much to be done. So we each have to find our own unique path, and it can be through art, it can be through music, it can be through political action, it could be through you know, writing letters to the editor or writing letters to your congresspeople or participating in protests. I mean, there's so many avenues available to people. And I personally use writing as my major outlet or my major expression. And I have a thing on my website I call Molly's Musings. I put out about once every 6 months I put out an essay. And I, every time I do, I end up with more subscribers because people really are eager to hear a message both of her hope and of courage and compassion. Oh, a book that I really highly recommend is called Active Hope by Joanna Macy and Chris Johnson. John Stone, actually, is the last name. And their idea is that when you're active, then you can have hope. If you're sitting around saying, oh, gee, I hope things get better, and wringing your hands, that's not real hope. But if you actually do stuff, whatever you're personally called to do, that begins to give you a sense of hope. Because
of course, because that's the way the universe works. It's the law of attraction. If you really take action and start verbalizing and moving towards something and actualizing it, it's going to manifest. So of course,
right.
if you just sit there and think about it, that's not how the law of attraction works. You got to say it out loud. You got to do it. You got to feel it. You got to have the intent behind it. You got to put your energy into it, and then it will activate and work. It's a whole process you have to do, but you have to do it. You have to start the process.
And I personally think the law of attraction doesn't mean attracting, you know, a big house or lots of money.
Exactly. I said that earlier.
It can't be a selfish kind of thing. It has
exactly.
to be for the benefit of us all, because we're all interconnected. We're all in this together. And if one person profits at another person's expense, that's not going to accomplish anything of value.
That's right. That's right, indeed, and I've been saying that for a while, so thank you. I just said that earlier in the show. I totally agree. It's the collective, it's the unified force that is going to help bring this consciousness to the planet, help awaken people to these new ways of living sustainably, new energy technology. You know, that's what we're talking about. I mean, there's so many different avenues of it, but again, everyone is unique in their own way. It's about finding your uniqueness and empowering yourself. That's what we do on the show. It's like what we do in the office with Starseed International and Anna's Fashion Line. Like, we want everyone in the office to be doing what their passion is. Like, if your passion is grant writing, then that's what you're doing in the office. If your passion is whatever it is, like, we want to empower people at what their passion is, because then collectively, when you have that much energy combined and everyone on the team is working towards their passion for the collective, that's when we're going to do some real...
It's unstoppable.
Exactly. And once that hits peak mass and hits that number, then it's game on. And the, you know, the elites, everyone knows that. That's why the information has been so withheld by everything, religion, this, that. I mean, you know, information, temples being burned, and scrolls being burned, everything from thousands of years of hiding the truth and hiding who we are and what's going on. But the word is out. And it's all good, and it's exciting, and you just got to find what your passion is, be creative, and the universe will support you. That's what's up.
There's something called the Great Turning, which is a great turning of our civilization that's equal to any revolution that's ever happened. And that's what's happening right now. And we can be part of the Great Turning towards sustainable and humane and cooperative society. Or we can just go down with the great unraveling, which is also happening at the same time.
Yes. Well, Molly, thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you next month at the Best of Mount Shasta Conference. Your website is mollyyoungbrown.com. Molly, thank you so much for all your service and all the work you do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Enjoy talking with you.
Great. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al. But do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah. Why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you again, Molly, for coming on. Can't wait to meet you out at the Best Mount Shasta Conference. And now we're going to jump to our next guest, who is also going to be a presenter there at the Best Mount Shasta Conference. Her name is Sandy Patterson, talking about the power of herbs, the healing power of herbs, an amazing topic that's very important. We try to do health and wellness updates at least weekly on the show, talk about medicinal herbs and acupuncture and all the natural ways to heal the body is so important, so important. So there's going to be some lots of cool stuff to talk about tonight for sure. So grab a pen and paper. I'm sure we're going to talk about some different plants and really herbal medicine that you could do for very things like headaches, stuff like that, and definitely some of the questions I have. So get ready. Her website is patterson1.mynsp.com. Is that correct, Sandy?
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. So talking about the power of herbs and the content you'll be talking about at the Best Mount Shasta Conference, when did you first get in to herbs? Is this something you studied in school, or when did you first get introduced to it?
I got into it probably when I first got pregnant with my first child. I went to a health food store, and the guy there gave me a booklet that said, "Let's Have Healthy Children" by Adele Davis, and it just made me realize how much we have control over our health and how the baby comes out, if the baby's healthy, if the baby is beautiful, if everything was formed properly. And since then, I just wanted to take responsibility and take care of my family and be in charge of their health.
And through that, you developed a network, if you will, of all different things that you do to teach and also, going back to the herbs, tell us about how you first learned about it. The herbs, did you take a school for it, or how many years did it take to? I mean, it's always a learning process, but where did it first begin?
Well, I connected with a company called Nature Sunshine. They're the first ones to encapsulate herbs. They've been around for 41 years, and their whole thing is the purity of the product. And so, since then, I've been studying from different teachers and learned basically how to take charge of my health and my family's health. And there's so much you can do to stay healthy. You know, it's like the real health insurance is to take care of yourself so you don't get sick. And I haven't been sick, you know, for probably 35 years. I haven't taken anything, just herbs, and to make sure my body gets what it needs to stay healthy.
So, yeah, people need to know, even the word natural, you know, in stores means absolutely nothing. I learned that one just like a year ago. You know, people need to pay attention to some of the chemicals, the GMOs, all the stuff that's being put in all the foods. Whole Foods on down has GMO modified stuff. Even stuff that is organic is not labeled correctly. They have found out that. It's horrible what's really going on. People need to learn about it and know and educate themselves, because everything that you could think of a poison or HIV or whatever, there is an herb or something on the planet to heal you, correct?
I definitely believe that, yeah. Herbs always work. And they don't heal everything, but what they do is they feed the body so the body can heal itself. And it's just amazing. I mean, there's so much suffering going on that's there's no reason why you have to suffer and go through all these things. You know, you can make yourself well very fast and very easy by just giving the body what it needs to heal itself.
Yeah, well, I think people, most listeners to this show, know that the corporate giant, you know, big pharma, you know, runs things and gets people sick, because then they sell them pharmaceutical drugs and cancer and everything else they do to people to sell them drugs to make money. You know, that's unfortunately the way some of the system is set up. And getting this type of information out is so crucial at times like this. You have all these kids on, you know, Ritalin and this and that and all this, and then you see all this horrible side effects, freaking out at school, killing people, like all those kids, hundreds of them, you know, acts like that, were on these psychotropic meds and these antidepressants. Meanwhile, they go out and they just murder people. It's like, we've covered that in the show. I mean, pay attention to what's really going on. They're poisoning people. They're killing people. And you see it if you look. And that's the problem. Most people don't want to put their head out of the sand. They want to keep their head in the sand. And that is not going to build a sustainable future. You know, people who listen to the show are the action takers, I believe, or should be, or do something. Like you said, you could write a letter. You could do this. So many things you could do to take part, take action, just do something to help make a difference. You start moving in that energy and you will be supported.
Oh, I know. As soon as you open yourself up to herbs, I mean, it's like all the information will start coming to you. And, you know, different people that will teach you. And because there's just so much you can learn and so much you can do to take responsibility for yourself, instead of putting it in somebody else's hand and say, oh, my body's falling apart, you know, and it's to somebody else to take charge, where you can, you know, keep healthy and not have to go through any of that.
Yeah, shout out to my father himself. He's battling some cancer right now, and a few months back he went over to China and went to a municipal hospital there in Chiang Mai, I think. It took like six planes to get there, 3 days, and he treated it with herbs, and it shrunk the cancer. And he came back, and they sent him teas. He's been drinking his teas now, and it actually shrunk the cancer. And, you know, so that stuff works. It's proven. It's, you know, and there's even a hospital that Greg Braden has a video on, YouTube video, in Asia, in China, I believe, or maybe Shanghai. And it shows that these doctors, what they do there is they gather on the patient picks out one word that means a lot to them, whatever word makes them the happiest or they love the most, like their mother's name or the word love or whatever it is, and the doctors and whoever gather around them, like 8 or 9 of them, and they chant that word and they put their hands out and they put that energy, that word, into that person. And it shows on the screen that the cancer cells shrink on the screen, and within 3 minutes they shrink the cancer cells. And they've done this to dozens and dozens of patients with cancer, and they have it all recorded. I mean, that's what we're talking about. That's the energy we're talking about. Like, that's the healing that everyone, is capable of doing. It's the law of attraction. It's the intent you put out, and everyone's capable of doing that. Using herbs is really empowering yourself to heal yourself, to help your body heal yourself a natural way. That's why all the indigenous cultures on the planet use the herbs of the rainforest and use the herbs of the land, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's amazing stuff, and it always works. You know, it's amazing.
And talk about some of the products that you carry. Like, say someone has a migraine or headache, what can we take for that?
Well, you know, I believe that there's a reason for everything, and if you have a headache, I don't believe in just treating the symptoms. I believe in finding the cause, and a lot of times it has to be just you need a cleanse. You need to get rid of the toxins inside of your body because it's just recirculating and you're poisoning yourself. So it's like you need to find, you know, to become aware of what you're doing with your body. And, you know, we carry a product that's really nice. It's a Chinese formula. It's over 1,000 years old. And it helps with the circulation. And because of that, you put it wherever there's pain. And because of that, it makes the pain go away because it helps with the circulation. And pain is just basically blocked energy. And if you can get that moving, then it goes away.
Okay. And what's that product called? And where's that product available at?
Well, you can go to my website and order it. Yeah.
And what's that website?
It's www.sandy. Let me see it again. I totally forgot. My NSP. Yeah. It's www.mynsp.com. /Patterson1, and yeah, it's amazing stuff. It's just like a first aid in a bottle. It's good for headaches, burns, bites, rashes. It's good to help you breathe, and it works instantly because it's got your essential oils in there, and it just makes it work really fast.
That's Clean Start.
No, that's the Taifu oil.
Oh, Taifu. Okay, gotcha. I was on the website now. I'm checking it out, and lots of awesome products looks like on here.
Yeah, they have like 600 different products. So it's like no matter what it is, it's got stuff for it. It's amazing.
Well, I'm going to check out the one that you just mentioned and maybe try that one out. And talking about some of these products, what else other things is a good, say, recommendation to take on a daily basis? Like I take an alchemy blend like ginseng and stuff like that a local alchemist makes here that I take daily. But what's some like daily things people can take just on a regular to keep their body optimal?
Well, I take multiple vitamins and minerals because the soil doesn't have all the nutrients that it needs. So you definitely need that. You need your omega-3s because it's like the oil in your car. If you don't have it, the car doesn't run right. So your body's the same way. You need your essential fatty acids. That's why it's called essential because your body doesn't produce it. You need your calcium, magnesium. You need something to support your immune system. I use Unya Jigatu, which is a combination that we have. It's called Cat's Claw, but it also has other herbs in it, and that's to strengthen my immune system because that's all you have is your immune system to protect yourself from anything because there's cancer cells around, there's bacteria around all the time. It's just when your immune system is compromised that you become sick. And so like this, it strengthens it to protect you. And I take stuff for the colon to make sure you have enough fiber. I believe in that. And doing a cleanse 15 days before the change of each season because whatever your body's accumulated, that's why you notice most people get sick. It's like when the seasons are changing, and that's because whatever your body's accumulated too much of, if it's mucus-forming foods or whatever, then you're going to get sick. And like this, if you cleanse, it'll get rid of it so you don't have to get sick to get rid of it. So it's like in Ayurvedic medicine, they really believe in preventative and to get rid of the garbage inside you so you don't get sick.
And that's it. It's preventative action that's so important. That's why I asked, you know, what can you take daily? Because that's really, you know, what you want to do is take something daily to counteract whatever is out there. We're getting poisons from air, sea, food, you name it, from chemtrails on down. We're getting poisoned. and people need to keep their body at optimal performance. One of the things I did a couple years ago and stuff, something I still take, is bentonite clay. You know, things like that to like suck all the heavy aluminums out and, you know, pull that stuff out. There's all sorts of different things you could do, using clays and herbs and flowers. And, do you get into any like the flower essences, like the extracts of them?
Yeah, Nature Sunshine carries them. Really good.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, they carry them for, yeah, because everything basically comes down to, it's like works on your emotional body. And basically things first start manifesting emotionally. If you're not dealing with your emotions and letting everything flow, then it manifests physically eventually. Like on your liver is the seat, is where you hold your anger, and your lungs is grief and sadness, and your kidneys is fear. You know, so it's like, if you don't deal with these emotions that are supposed to be kept in motion, then it can make you really sick.
Mm. And talk about, so what are the, just for people that don't know, talk about what are the flower essence. How are they made? What do they actually do? And what are the different varieties that people can find?
Use the ones that Nature Sunshine carries. They have some really nice combinations, and there's different tests that you have that you can take that'll show you kind of which of the emotions that that you need support in. And we have a really nice thing that you can go, and that Nature Sunshine carries, that you can go and test yourself and see, you know, where you need help. You know, like if you just block your emotions of anger or fear or any of that stuff, you know. So, yeah, you can take a test and do that and see which ones will be the best for you. But I just love their stuff for the immune system, because everything, you know, starts out with inflammation and affects your immune system. And people are so stressed nowadays.
Yeah.
Stress just totally wipes out your immune system. It wipes out your digestion. So it's like, that to me is the most important thing, is to take something to support your nervous system. Because if you're not, then it's like everything is going to get, your digestion is going to get messed up, your immune system is going to get messed up, and just open you up to anything.
So absolutely.
That's really important. Yeah, and that's why I'm doing the class that I'm doing. We're going to have, I'm going to be teaching, you know, actually bring the herbs into the class and show what they look like, so you can feel it and see it and touch
it. So important. That's
so
important.
Yeah, and then you can recognize
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, once you know what it is and you're in nature and all of a sudden there's an emergency, like you cut yourself or you burn yourself or you get a sprain or whatever, different things you can do, that it'll help you and protect you, or things that you can eat if all of a sudden, you know, if something happens and you can't find food, you know, you can find out exactly what you can eat, because usually in nature it's just all over the place. You know, if you get bit by a snake or a bee or whatever, you know, you can just be hiking and grab something and, you know, the right plant like plantain, and, you know, it'll totally take care of you.
Excellent. That's what's up. Gotta learn it, because if, God forbid, ever something happens, the grid goes off or something.
Exactly.
You know,
it doesn't take
you
much.
Need to know. Exactly.
It doesn't take much.
It's so fragile right now.
And yeah, and so no also clue. I'll be having a wildcraft salad, you know, of herbs, and for people to see that it's like, you know, you can just pick it all. It's all over the place, you know, if you know what you're looking for. It's just all over the place, and it's no reason why you can't, you know, even to make a salad, I mean, you're going to get all kinds of nutrients from it, you know.
And you've been looking at alternative health solutions for over 10 years now, and you see so many new technologies coming out, like the scalar stuff and LED sound healings and all these new Avalon systems and different things coming out to heal. And it's amazing times we're living in, you know. It's rediscovering the ancient ways of the herbs, which all the indigenous cultures knew, the shamans knew, you know, thousands of years of herbs. herbs passed down, you know, and that's part of why the elite want them dead is because they kill the knowledge. They're like living libraries. Of course they want them dead. So they wipe out the indigenous people. They do deforestation, which is destroying their homeland. They have no homes. They bulldoze it down. They're killing people. And this has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. It's nothing new. But it's lack of knowledge and lack of information, just like herbs and plants, like any plant and herb all around you can feed you and can heal you. And like, of course they don't want you to know that because they want you to, you know, buy medicine and they want you to do. So it, you know, it's so important to pay attention to this stuff, and herbs and natural remedies is so important to learn. And, where are some other, directions you can point people to learn more about herbs and stuff?
Well, I do classes on them, and it's just amazing what's around. You know, if you actually open yourself up to it, you know, that there's just so many people sharing information. And all you have to do is be open to it, and all of a sudden, you know, it's like a lot of people with the company that I'm with, Nature Sunshine, it's like their whole thing is they tried everything, you know, and nothing worked until they finally... You know,
well, hang on.
Right there.
I'm also going to drop. We've got to take a quick commercial break and we get back. We'll have another 5-minute segment. So hang on right there and we'll be right back after these messages.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're talking about the healing powers of the herbs and the benefits of them. We talked about a lot over the last 20 minutes or so. The last 5 minutes, Sandy, let's talk a little bit about Mount Shasta itself. This amazing, beautiful mountain. We're having this conference. So many amazing people like yourself sharing their gifts and talents with us and the world. Tell us about the mountain. What do you know about the Mount Shasta history itself? What is so cool about it? What is, you know, what's the legend of it? What do you know?
Well, I'm not so much into the legend about it. It just has a power that, you know, is just real spiritual. And people come here and they just feel good. They don't know why. I mean, depending on what level it hits you. But I mean, even people that aren't aware of anything, they just know they feel good and they feel better over here. And they come over here and just the beauty of it alone just makes you feel good. And then after that, it's like they have to keep coming back more often until finally they just go, I just got to move over here. You know, it's just a really peaceful, wonderful, I mean, just totally nature and just a real spiritual place. You know?
And I heard it. And that's what I hear from most people. I was going to say is, you know, it's a very small, tight community, and everyone's really there to help each other, and you really feel part of it. And that's very special, too, to have in any community. So any place that's like that, of course, is going to have a very certain, you know, high vibration to it. It's like here in Nashville, everyone's so loving and peaceful. People come here, like, oh my God, everyone's so nice here. It's like, you know, I'm still shocked by it. Come from the city sometimes, you know, moving to a place that's out and you meet real people that really want to engage and know how you are. So tell us also about some upcoming stuff that you're doing outside of the Mount Shasta. Any upcoming events and other conferences, things that you're taking part in that people should know about.
For right now, that's the main one. Right now, I've been really busy because I started a new nonprofit thrift store over here, and so I've been focusing on that. But it's basically the profits go to Meals on Wheels and Hospice and Jedi, and it's also to help.
Oh, awesome.
So I've been focused on that right now, and so I'm just sticking close to home. But I'm usually the first Monday of each month. I'm at Serenity Tea in Mount Shasta, and I do a free compass health assessment. It's kind of like a lie detector test, but it's like muscle testing, but on a computer, and it tells you basically what herb will put your body back into balance. And then I always do a talk for an hour on different subjects, like Ayurveda. Last one was about your different body systems and what herbs will help strengthen each one of the systems and concerns you might have. So I do that every month. And then, the Best of Mount Shasta is going to be the next one. So
I'm
excited about
one.
That. Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's just everybody has so much knowledge to share, and it's just wonderful.
It is an awesome. I can't wait to meet everyone out there again, and it's going to be really cool to share space with everyone and connect. And I'm excited. I've always heard about Mount Shasta. Always wanted to go there and visit it, and it's going to be really cool to come out there and you know, be part of it. So I'm looking forward to it. So, and what? Give everyone your website one more time.
It's mynsp.com/ and then Patterson, Patterson, and then the number 1.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you, Sandy, for coming on the show. Look forward to meeting you and everyone
out
in Shasta. And we will speak to you soon, very soon, next month. So you enjoy your
wonderful
evening. Thank you,
Sandy. Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye. Have a good night. Here's some more Bretronics Jedi. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.